Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here alongside Matt Wilhelm with our preview of the Browns and the Dolphins. Two teams both in search of their first victory. Yes. They'll meet at the newly renovated Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami. New quarterback again, Cody Kessler. What do you want to see from the rookie?
I want to see some ball control. I really do. And I think it's Hugh Jackson, Pep Hamilton, Kirby Wilson creating the right plan for Cody Kessler and not asking Cody Kessler to do an awful lot. And I thought, you know, looking back on the Thursday night football game,
Jacoby Brissett, they managed Jacoby Brissett. Of course, he was an athletic guy who ran a little bit with his legs. I expect the extension of that to be Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell seeing the football a little bit more, some quick passes, some underneath passes, maybe some slants and such to Gary Barnage and Andrew Hawkins working the middle of that defense.
Get a couple turnovers on special teams. Play great defense, run the ball, short, quick passes. That's what you got to do with Cody Kessler. He was the best quarterback in college football last year when the ball came out in less than 2.5 seconds. And you talked about the middle of the field. That's where they're susceptible. Kiko Alonso has struggled in coverage, and their two slot corners, they have given up a completion every time they've been targeted. So that's what the Browns have to do on offense. Of course, they got to slow down that front of the Dolphins, which is nasty, led by Ndamukong Suh. Defensively, this is a throwing football team right now. How do you stop Ryan Tannehill, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills, and Jordan Cameron?
Well, I think, and again, it's pressure up front. You know, you force Ryan Tannehill, who threw 5 seasons. Many people have questions. Is he a franchise quarterback, even though the Miami Dolphins have paid him as a franchise quarterback? So I think you disrupt him, you knock him off his timing, and force him to deliver the football in uncomfortable situations. And as you mentioned, Ryan Tannehill, the leading rusher for the Miami Dolphins. So eliminate the ground game, force him to throw the football 40-plus times, and I think that plays into the hands of the Cleveland Browns.
Hopefully the Browns will be at full strength, and they follow that Patriots model where a third-round pick in the 2016 NFL Draft beat a so-called franchise quarterback. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching, and keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.